We're joined by a gentleman who is participating in the BioSteel Hockey Camp, and that is happening at St. Mike's. Ton of NHL players, including this guy, Connor McDavid from the Edmonton Oilers. Connor, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you today?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
We're okay. Well, we're okay. I'm doing well. You know, it was a little emotional earlier, and you're a young guy. You're 19 years old. So you growing up, the tragically hip probably mean something different to you. And if you want to follow Connor on Twitter at CMCDavid97, I want to get your take on Saturday and the hip and growing up. Again, you're a young guy, but the hip to you, what do they mean? Did you watch on Saturday? How did you feel?
I was trying to watch. I was with all my good buddies, and we were just at our friend's house. And I kept trying to put it on. And of course, they wanted to watch the fight. And I kept saying, we're missing a little piece of Canadian history. And they didn't seem to understand it. So I definitely did watch a little bit. It was amazing. I think my dad is a little bit more upset than I am, but I definitely tried to tune in, but my friends had other plans. So
let me ask you a question. You mentioned your father. You said your dad is a little more upset than you are. Did your dad express that to you? What did he say to you?
They were actually in Collingwood at the village there, and they watched on the big screen. So there was a bunch of people there, and the village was basically packed. And I'm not sure what a big hit fan he was. I know he definitely was a little bit, but he definitely enjoyed the show.
So you talk about your dad. How old is your father, by the way?
52.
So 52. So he's right in the wheelhouse of somebody that grew up when the band was making their names for themselves. And you, I noticed on Twitter, you tweeted, and I'm sure you watched a little bit of the Olympics, and being a prominent Canadian athlete who plays in Canada, you understand what it takes to get to the level that you're at and those athletes are at. But Penny Oleksiak, you tweeted to her, what a way to make history with the gold. You watched that, and did you watch any of the other events? Did you watch DeGrasse and Usain Bolt become best buddies?
Oh, of course. I'm definitely a huge sports fan, and I definitely did not miss a day of the Olympics. And first off, the Oleksiak thing was amazing. I mean, for someone to be so young and to be, that good and do that well at the Olympics is just amazing. And obviously, DeGrasse and what he did. And my favorite, I think, was the high jump and Derek Durin. That was absolutely amazing. He was dominant. So I definitely enjoyed the Olympics. I'm very sad that those are over, but Canada did so well.
So you get to do a lot of fun things. And before we talk hockey and the Oilers and the BioSteel camp, you get to do a bunch of fun stuff. But one of the things I saw you do this summer was you got to go to the Rogers Cup and hang out with Milos Raonic. What was that like?
That was very cool. I'm very lucky to be able to do things like that. Raonic was such a good guy. And it was obviously a very busy time for him with the Rogers Cup and being Canadian and all that. So it was very nice of him to take a little bit out of his time and talk to me for a little bit, which is always nice.
So you're part of the BioSteel camp, and a bunch of guys that are there, Mike Camilleri, Taylor Hall, who is no longer a teammate of yours. We'll talk about that in a second. But Tyler Seguin, Wayne Simmonds, and Delzato's a captain of one team. I know that Max Domi's there, Darnell Nurse, Dylan Strome, and a bunch of other guys as well. You get together for 3 days starting today, and 3 or 4 days, and you get to be at St. Mike's and train together. I think you've done it for, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of years now. You started when you were 17, if I'm not mistaken, but you guys get to play in front of some special guests, including Make-A-Wish Foundation kids and families. Talk about the camp and what you think it does for you and what the experience is like.
Yeah, this camp is great. I mean, it does so many good things, but first and foremost, I think it's most important that, it's good training, and you're with a bunch of other elite hockey players, and you're on the ice with them, and it's very competitive. We play a tournament on Thursday, and it's always very competitive. I think last year, my team with Mike Camilleri and Taylor Hall, I think we won 2-1 in the finals, which is so unlike any other summer skate that you would see. So I think that's all good, and it kind of gets you ready for training camp. And other than that, I mean, there's a lot of good things that go on here. There's always lots of young kids out, and you mentioned Make-A-Wish, all that. So there's a lot of good stuff going on here at St. Mike's this week.
So Matt Nichol is a guy that used to be the strength and conditioning coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he works with John Salenza on BioSteel. And when they started, I've known these guys for a long time. When they started, it was really just the one product, the powder, the recovery drink. And now it's morphed into a bunch of different things, including protein bars and different products that they do make. As an athlete, talk about what it does for you and how important it is to fuel up before and what you need to do to recover after.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what they brought it to is absolutely amazing. I was actually in China earlier this summer doing the BioSteel launch in China, which I thought was absolutely amazing. And to see it become this big, it's pretty special. It's for an athlete, it does so much. And I think the main thing is it's 100% natural and exactly what you're putting into your body, and with the whole steroid issue going on, kind of around the world of sports, I think it's good. You can 100% trust and know that what you're putting in your body is all clean and good. So other than that, it just allows you to recover from a good workout and feel great the next day. And obviously the whole drink to think, which is their kind of main drink, is the pre and during workouts. I think it just keeps you going for longer, and now that is in these bars, which are a huge benefit to an athlete, but overall it's just an overall great product.
Connor McDavid is our guest, and if you want to follow him on Twitter, he is on Twitter at CMCDavid97. And you're talking about the product and recovery, and as far as strength and conditioning, and look, you're 19, so you're probably still growing. So I imagine you have to be pretty conscious of what you put in your body. When you're 30, it's probably a little bit different, right? But you use BioSteel stuff, which is all kinds of nutritional products, and they have sugar and caffeine-free sports beverages, no artificial flavors. We know how important that stuff is. As an athlete, how conscious are you of exactly what you put in your body? Are there ever times where you've been confused about the type of nutrition, or someone's told you about something? Hey, you got to try this, man. It keeps your energy level up. Has that ever happened?
No, actually, I'm very lucky that hasn't happened. It's very confusing. I mean, there's a new list every year of stuff that's prohibited, and half the stuff I can't even pronounce the name of it. So, it can be very confusing. But I'm very lucky to work with BioSteel and work with Matty Nichol and Gary Roberts, all guys that are known to be very clean in what they suggest to put in your body. And so I've never been put in a situation like that, but for sure you're very cautious of everything that's going into your body, whether it's meals or supplements or anything like that. You're very conscious just because you don't want anything bad to happen on drug test or anything like that. So it's good to be 100% sure, and with BioSteel you definitely are.
So before I let you go, and our guest, Connor McDavid, really quickly, now that you've been in the league and you got time under your belt, you're still 19, which is incredible, but the experience of your first season, you had ups and downs, you get hurt, you go through all kinds of different emotions. Describe the season that you had last year and what you think you learned and where you think maybe there's areas for you. I mean, look, we know you're a fantastic hockey player, very high skill level, high compete level. You're a big body. You can skate. You can do all those things. Is there an area that you learned last year that you need to improve upon?
Yeah, definitely. It's in the D zone. Those big sentiment in the West, especially the Pacific Division, down low and trying to contain those guys. I think it definitely is a lot more challenging than I'd expected. And it's an area that I've been working on tremendously over the summer and through all of last year, and I'll continue to work at it. So you definitely want to be that full 200-foot player, and as a young guy in the league, you definitely want to earn your respect in the D zone.
And one last question: some changes on the team. Taylor Hall got traded to New Jersey, and you picked up Adam Larson, who's a guy that many people were questioning the deal from the standpoint that Taylor is obviously a guy that's well known in Canada, and we know what he can do. Adam is a guy that seems to be a puck possession guy and very good 5-on-5. And you add him to a group that includes another guy that played for the Devils with Mark Fain. And we know Darnell Nurse, who I believe is also at the camp, is a guy that's going to come on this year. Picking up those guys, and then you've got Milan Lucic as well. What do you expect, and along with Patrick Maroon, who's another big body that you picked up from Anaheim, what do you expect this year in Edmonton?
Everyone has definitely high hopes this year for our team, and for good reason. There's been some good additions, and obviously losing Taylor hurts, but Adam is a great defenseman. He's someone that is so underrated, and you don't understand how good he is until you've actually played against him, and I've played against him a few times, and it's definitely not very fun. So obviously Lucic speaks for himself, and he's such a big body, such a presence, probably the toughest guy in the league, and I expect that teams, when they come into Edmonton, aren't going to be looking forward to it as much as they have been in the past. And we're definitely going to be a hard team to play against, and we're going to have some skill to back it up. So, I'm definitely excited about it.
Do you think playing with Lucic is going to make you a couple of inches taller?
I definitely will. I won't be stupid about it or anything like that, but definitely feel a little bit safer out there knowing he's got your back.
Did you ever have any run-ins with him when he was playing for the Kings?
Luckily I never did. I tried to stay away from him as much as I could. So lucky for me, I didn't have any run-ins with him.
All right, last question. World Cup of Hockey coming up in September, and you're playing on the Team North America, the 23 and under. It's going to be pretty interesting to see, because you guys have so – it's amazing. Here's the thing I've noticed is that there's so many younger, high-skill players coming into the league now than ever before. What do you expect in the tournament, and how much are you looking forward to that?
That's going to be a very good tournament. It's going to be highly competitive. It's the best players in the world. So for our team, it's going to be about defense and being responsible in the D zone. Offensively, I don't think we're going to have any trouble. So it's just going to be about keeping the puck out of our net. I'm very excited about our team that we have. And we definitely don't have too much pressure on us, which is always nice. So can't wait to get it going.